Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger with SearchHealthIT, and here with me today is Pete Lamson, Senior Vice President of Small Business at Carbonite, a backup vendor. He's here to discuss some interesting research on healthcare customers' backup strategies and how HIPAA and other regulations are forcing a change in their habits. Thanks for joining us today, Pete.
Great to be here, Don.
Well, so let's get into the survey results. It covered small businesses in the medical field. First of all, just give us a little idea of what small business meant as far as your survey goes.
Sure, that's a great question. That can be a broad definition. The market segment that we really focus on are small businesses in the U.S., typically 30 computers or under. So really the backbone of American small business. There are literally millions of businesses in this segment. But that's our area of focus and expertise.
Walk us through the highlights of the results. I read them over, and it appears that, you know, small businesses are letting a lot of friends and family handle their backup and network support.
And that's true. And I think it's probably typical of how small businesses conduct their business in many respects every day, not just backup. The good news is that small businesses do recognize the importance of backing up their data. In fact, most businesses feel that their most important asset is the data that they use to drive their business every single day. It does make sense. It also kind of highlighted that if I am a small business, whether I'm in the healthcare industry or not, but if I'm a dentist, for example, my primary focus is, of course, dentistry and patient care. While I may recognize that there are other adjunct pieces of running my business, including backup, it may not be my primary focus. So what that typically leads to are businesses doing whatever they need to get the job done in areas outside of their primary focus. So that's where friends and family come in. I'll give you an example. My dad was a dentist for more than 40 years. My mom did not have a medical background, but she came in and ran almost every part of his practice that was not medically related. And this day and age, that certainly would have included backup. So they find ways to get the job done. They are backing up. That's important. But certainly, they are finding ways to meet all the other obligations of their business, regulatory or not, in ways that will be cost-effective for their business.
Yeah. My father-in-law is a software and hardware engineer, and he has this old saying. He says that I'm sure you've heard a million times, you know, there are two kinds of people in this world, you know, those who have had a hard drive crash and those that haven't. And the people who have the hard drive crash are the ones who learn to back up, and the ones who haven't don't yet. And I find that interesting. Your survey results sort of follow that old chestnut. It seems that people who are doing backup are the ones who have had the crash before, and it's out of necessity, and those are the reasons that are prompting backups. Is that sort of the sense you got from your survey?
Absolutely, and I think it's you know, while some of us may not have had an absolute hard drive crash, data loss can happen for a number of different reasons, and not all of them are necessarily catastrophic, but data loss is data loss. And whether it's something like a fire or a natural disaster or an office break-in or even accidental deletion of a file or a computer virus, all of these things can result in loss of data. And for that reason, certainly businesses do understand that backup is important. But the majority of businesses are backing up with physical devices, whether it's thumb drives or DVDs or tapes or external hard drives, which are probably most prevalent. These are kind of a pain in the neck to have to use every single day. You got to remember to do it. You've got to either do it yourself or have one of your employees do it. Some people work with IT professionals. What online backup does, which is where Carbonite is, and others for that matter, is online backup takes the hassle out of backup. So what it does is it real-time and continuously backs up your data in your office if you have computers that are simply connected to the Internet. So it's very simple, very secure, and very affordable. And our hope is that this can help all small businesses do a more effective job of backing up their businesses, healthcare industry and otherwise.
Yeah, and so it's interesting that sometimes catastrophes sort of are the mother of invention when it comes to backup, but HIPAA requires backup plans that are much more robust than just reactive. And 82% of the respondents who said they did backup said they do it for compliance, so that's good. 70% do it for continual backup, which HIPAA requires pretty much constant data clinical data availability. So at least some of the people understand the HIPAA law. Is that sort of what you gathered from the respondents?
Yes, and you know, government regulations are you know, you talked about your dad's expression. One of my favorites of my father's was, you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I think we all would agree that certainly the intent of HIPAA regulations and the High Tech Act are noble and important and something we would all believe in. Government regulations have a way of becoming a bit unwieldy and confusing, especially oftentimes for small businesses. So what online backup does that will work with a HIPAA-compliant office is hopefully make this even more simple. And there's a number of ways that we accomplish that through some increased administrative technology and restricted data access and so forth. But businesses that provide or companies that provide online backup that will work with a HIPAA-compliant office really help simplify the process.
So obviously, some of your respondents are either not aware of HIPAA or are not getting into compliance yet for various reasons. What do you think it's going to take to change this culture of not backing up data, even though there are very real fines and HIPAA audits and things that can happen, even to small group practices and solo physician offices?
I think certainly greater awareness and some of the laws and enforcement of those laws that you've talked about are an important piece of this. And another component is going to simply be technology that enables simple implementation of HIPAA-compliant practices within a medical environment. Right now, it can be a little bit daunting. And so I think a combination of awareness and a simplification of the process is what is needed to drive that adoption rate.
So I talk to a lot of hospital CIOs and executives at large health systems that have, you know, multiple hospitals, and a lot of those men and women are afraid of the cloud, you know, for various reasons. Not afraid, sort of like wary of security, speed, uptime. They just don't trust third parties with clinical data. Do you find that's the case with the smaller businesses that Carbonite serves?
I think any new technology comes inherently with questions of security and viability. I think that's a very normal thing to have happen. We get these types of questions regularly. Carbonite has been in business since 2006. We have backed up over 100 billion files. We've returned 7 billion files to small businesses that would have lost that data otherwise. So a piece of this is getting comfortable with it. It is an awareness that cloud-based backup or online backup is a very, very safe way to back up a business. On top of that, current backup methodology, such as external hard drives and thumb drives and so forth, those certainly are not foolproof either. And I think to think so would be a kind of a false belief. Certainly, external hard drives and thumb drives can crash as well. So we believe that online backup is certainly equally as safe, and we're an important part of backing up small businesses today.
So my last question, your survey sort of covered more sectors than healthcare. We were just discussing the healthcare part of the results. As far as the amount of respondents doing backup and the reasons for doing backup, does healthcare lag behind other sectors, or are they the same as other sectors, small business? How would you characterize those results?
So our survey did not specifically address the healthcare field. That being said, kind of anecdotally, I think that all small businesses are very aware that backup is important. 86% do backup today. I don't think healthcare is any different than that. Certainly with the HIPAA regulations, it's something they're going to have to be more aware of. There is a little more regulatory scrutiny on healthcare, the healthcare industry, than perhaps some others. So it's right now, I don't think it lags. There are additional requirements that that healthcare businesses will need to take care to make sure they are in compliance with. And online backup can be a way to not only enable that, but facilitate it at reduced cost.
All right. Well, this has been an informative discussion. Thanks for your time today.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.